As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour on a Monday. A B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. Giving away Caps tickets all day today to Game 2. Today, yep. Every hour at 20 minutes past the hour until 5:20. Next chance coming up in about 20 minutes at 1:20. Right now, it's time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome in the radio voice of the Capitals, John Walton, getting set to call Game 1 tonight. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Toby. How are you?
Can't complain, man. Excited about some playoff hockey. What's the preparation like getting ready for Game 1 tonight?
Well, a through-the-morning skate here in Arlington, and Spencer Carberry has gone a little more tight-lipped than he has been through, we'll say, the first couple of seasons here, which is understandable, and just not a whole lot of confirmation on lineup. But we can tell you this. Looked like Logan Thompson might be able to get back in between the pipes tonight for Game 1. He was the first goaltender off today. Doesn't mean that he's in, but usually that's what we look for. Coach didn't really give us any indication, but if that's the case, it'll be the first time he's been in since April 2nd. No Alexei Protas tonight, no Martin Ferravari tonight. But otherwise, the line combinations that we've seen down the stretch and in toward the playoffs here, I think will be the same. And looking to get the start that they really need in this best of seven against Montreal tonight. Get out to a really good start, try and get that first win, and then go from there.
If it's Logan Thompson, can you expect him to be what he was? I mean, I know he's been out for a bit, but they wouldn't play him if he's not ready.
Well, I mean, from a physical standpoint, that's absolutely true. From a result standpoint, I think when you look at what went on over the last 25, 26, 27 games, I mean, really from the Four Nations break in February until now, neither he nor Charlie Lindgren had the goals against average that they had in the first two-thirds of the season. The mm-hmm. Caps were giving up a little bit more than 3 goals a game in that span. That is a lot different than what was about 2.5 during the course of the first two-thirds of the season. So up a little bit, and you'd like to see that come down, especially now that we're here in the postseason. And for Logan, he was going through a little bit of that, and then at the time he got hurt. So it hasn't been 3 weeks, but it's been the better part of 3 weeks since we saw him in there. So I think if indeed it is LT tonight, I think it's going to be really important for him just to feel a few pucks early, to be able to kind of get back into a groove. I understand it's a tough decision because Charlie is healthy, and I thought his last time out was really good in the game against the Islanders on Tuesday. So, but Logan Thompson went 31-6, and it's tough to yeah. dispute that. So we'll see how he fares if indeed he is the guy tonight in Game 1.
Talking with John Walton here on B. Mitch and Finley ahead of Game 1 tonight for the Caps and the Canadiens. John, I think the question that just about every Capitals fan has going into this playoffs is, Can they flip that switch to what they looked like earlier in the season, the top seed in the Eastern Conference, where they struggled down the stretch? They were focused on the OV gold chase. It maybe changed up a little bit of their play style, and you're hoping that with a couple games left that they could maybe get back into shape. And they looked good against the Islanders, maybe not so much against the Blue Jackets on back-to-back nights, and it seemed like it was more so a little bit of a different game against the Penguins to wrap things up. But do you think they can flip that switch back on and look like the team we saw early in the season?
Yeah, I think when they talk about flipping the switch, and look, well, I've never strapped on skates and gone out and done it myself here, but I think that everybody, and there's already been a couple of nights of Stanley Cup playoffs to watch here, a team like Florida in their last 10 games, you know, they were 500, and Winnipeg had their ups and downs down the stretch. It's difficult for all good teams, especially those like Winnipeg, Florida, Washington, even Toronto, who won big last night over Ottawa, to be able to say, look, the playoffs aren't here yet, and you want to be healthy, and you want to be ready to go when the best of seven comes around, when it's playing for keeps time. So it is, from a human element, I think it's really difficult for any team. It wasn't just the Capitals who were plodding down the stretch. They were, to be fair, but Montreal had to be hot down the stretch or they wouldn't be here. And, you know, there's a real interesting comparison between Montreal this year and the Capitals last year, where the Capitals had to basically win everything down the stretch. They were playing for their lives every single night, and they needed to do that just to get in. And then that will and want was taken away in the first two games against the Rangers by a team that didn't have anything to play for down the stretch. So I think the model is that from last year. The Capitals want to be the bully this time instead of the kid who got his lunch money taken. Come out and make life miserable on these guys tonight. Do it in the first 10 minutes. Come out hitting. I want to see Wilson and Dubois being physical and really imposing that physical will and making that investment in the series. Do that. Get that first goal. These guys are a good team. They've got very good forwards, but they're susceptible defensively. Do that, and you'll play the game in their end, and you'll win the series.
How big of a loss would it be for Protas not to be on ice?
Not having Pro hurts. We were given some optimism. You know, I mean, Spencer has gone into full CIA mode here, where we're not going to get anything of any substance, but he even floated out. I was like, well, maybe you'll see him tonight. We won't see him tonight. I'm going to tell you that, because he was out in a blue jersey. He's not even cleared for contact. We saw that. But that doesn't mean that we won't see him in the series, and I think we could very well. And, you know, maybe it's when we go to Montreal, or maybe it's later, or maybe it even is in round two, and the Caps may have to get through the series without him. But to your point, B-Mitch, he's a guy who is great on the penalty kill. He's not necessarily physical, as in blow you up like a Wilson or some of the other guys in the lineup, but a guy who's just so strong along the board, you can't get the puck from him. And he's got a great finish, and he's got a great passing. And since he's been out, you know, some of those things have suffered a little bit. But I think being able to know that at some point, if you're going to get him back, even if it's the beginning of the next round, assuming that you're able to take care of business in this series, he is a difference maker. And he's made himself into that this year. Just a fantastic year, 30-plus goals and scoring shorthanded, almost none of those goals coming on the power play. So very impressive with what he's been able to do. And I think getting him back can be a real shot in the arm for this team once they hopefully get through this first round.
There's still some holdovers from 2018 when they won the Cup, but not as many, you know, as not making up the whole roster, not a majority of the players. But I think last year what happened, John, where they were able to have that magical run to end the season, get in just to get swept. How much do you think that motivates this group going in, where it feels like it motivated this group even early in the season, where they came out, Ovi was playing better than he did early in the season last year. He was playing great this year before he got hurt, and this team was playing so well that they finished at the top of the Eastern Conference. How much do you think last year's playoffs will motivate them going into this playoffs?
Last year wasn't a lot of fun when you lose in four straight, but what it means now is for Connor McMichael and for the rest of the guys from Hershey, Protas, when he gets in, to be able to, and even Charlie Lindgren, who had never played in a playoff series before, and he ended up playing all four. He didn't win one. But all of that showed you under the brightest lights. Madison Square Garden was a perfect place for that. This is the level you need to get to be successful in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And all of those guys have seen it. They took a beating last year. They ended up not winning a single game. But you learn from that. And that's where that investment and taking your lumps, you say, okay, now we're going, this is what we know where we need to be right from the jump when the puck drops tonight at 7:12. A lot of guys on Montreal have never played in a playoff series before. Some have. They've got, you know, 7 or 8 guys that have. They've even got some guys that have gone to the Stanley Cup final, but they don't have a very young D-core. They're the youngest team ever to make the Stanley Cup playoffs. Their average age isn't even 26. It's 25.9 something. They don't have a lot of experience. There are the bright lights of being on national TV. They play in a market in Montreal. Think of the Commanders on steroids in this market. That's what they face every single day in terms of media scrutiny. There's pressure on them. Now you get down in the series. Oh, what's wrong with you guys? I mean, it's a lot of things that tip in this first game. This first game, guys, so important for that reason. You've got to come out and really punch them in the mouth early. I don't mean literally. I mean be up 3-0 after one and go, oh, my God, maybe we don't belong here. And if you do that, you'll probably prove to them that maybe they weren't supposed to be here.
Yeah, the punch in the mouth might not be bad later on in the game.
just as a finishing touch.
Yeah, there you go. Make sure they understand.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, taking a look at tonight, how will we know as we're watching, listening to the game tonight, how will we know that the Caps they're clicking on all cylinders, they're playing, obviously, up on the scoreboard, but what are some of the subtle things you're looking for to say, okay, this Caps team is locked in, ready to roll?
One of the things I really want to see, and you always want to see this, but tonight I think it is of paramount importance, you have to play this game in their zone. They're going to block a lot of shots. I don't necessarily need to see 15, 16, 17 first period shots, but I would like to see the shot attempts, even if they're blocking them. I want to see a lot of action in front of Sam Montembeault, even if it's just holding the zone, even if it's just puck possession. Make sure that you're taking the game out of Montreal's forwards. Cole Caulfield is a terrific player. He has 3 goals in 3 games against the Caps this year. He's small. Lane Hudson is, whose brother, by the way, may be with the Capitals in another season or two here. His brother plays at BU and is a Caps draftee, and hopefully he's as good as his brother is, but Lane Hudson is really good at playmaking, but he's small. The physical investment comes from the hitting guys, and physical is easy to see, but being able to carry the game in the offensive zone is what you've got to have happen. Take the game out of their forwards' hands. If their forwards don't have the puck, they're not going to be able to do what they do offensively, and they're not going to end up with that many shot attempts in the first period. If you do that, you can get a goal or two. Obviously, that's easy to tell. But I'm looking where the majority of the first period is tonight. Are you playing in front of Sam Montembeault? Are you taking away his vision? Are you sending guys to the front of the net to be able to make sure that he can't see pucks that are coming in? And maybe they'll block him, and maybe they'll be all right in the first period. Maybe it's scoreless after 20. That's okay. As long as you're taking it to them and you're able to do that for 60 minutes, I think the Caps are going to be fine tonight.
And what do they need to do to help? I mean, we're going to have Logan Thompson in the net. What can they do to help him? Because it's not just on the goalie.
It's not. I mean, you're going to want to be able to, on defense, without Martin Ferravari tonight, Alex Alexiev, who really hasn't played a lot this year, but really has done well. He played almost 23 minutes the other night in Pittsburgh, and I think he's shaken off the rust. He's good to go. But being able to get touch passes and quickly move out of your zone. Don't spend a lot of time in giving the Canadians a chance to impose their will physically and come in on the forecheck and make you turn things over in your own zone. Quick passes out of the zone, that's probably the biggest thing. It's not the worst thing in the world if he gets a few pucks early, just because he's been out since April 2nd. Mm-hmm. Just get him some touches, get him comfortable. I don't think that's certainly a big, it's not a problem. It's probably a good thing if Montreal comes out with a little fire. Just as long as they can see pucks coming, I think that's something I'd like to see in the first 10 as well.
Talking with John Walton on the Rude Guest Hotline here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. You mentioned some of the young guys for Montreal. A young guy that's going to be playing in his first playoffs for the Capitals, Ryan Leonard. What have you made in his early time with the Capitals this year, and how do you think he's going to adjust to the playoff environment?
Yeah, he's been really good. I mean, the points haven't been there in 9 games. He had 1 goal. It was into an empty net. But, you know, there's a lot of energy, and, you know, he likes to play physical. I think it's an adjustment for him, and Montreal has someone similar. Ivan Demidov is a 4th overall pick, and they're got him into just the last two games of the regular season. Those guys are real X factors. I mean, they can both be difference makers in the series, but it's how quickly can you adapt and how much are you asking with a guy who, you know, for Ryan Leonard just 3 weeks ago, he's playing college hockey and now he's in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's quite a leap. And for Ivan Demidov, he was in the KHL this year. Not the same by a long shot as the NHL. And now you're really trying to catch a moving train. How quickly can you do that? Both guys are very talented. Both guys are going to be very good players in this league. But in a series, and all hockey playoff series are, it gets tight. And, you know, sometimes one bounce, one play, one shot, one goal makes all the difference. Can you get something like that out of one of those guys, whether it's Leonard for the Caps or Demidov for Montreal? And, you know, I think, you know, playing on a third line with a guy like Lars Eller, who's been there, done that kind of guy. Andrew Mangiapane, to me, who's also on that line, is a guy that's really kind of designed for this time of year. He's not a big guy, but you see him a lot going to the front of the net, trying to make things happen. And I love the makeup of the guys they brought in the offseason. Those seven guys from last summer where, you know, especially like Brandon Duhaime, man, that guy was built for this tonight. I mean, to be able to come out, not only be physical, but do it with a snarl when you arrive. Love that. And I think that's a little bit of what Mangiapane brings too. And, you know, a guy that can score you a few goals. One of those guys, Anthony Beauvillier too, the guy they got at the trade deadline, he's got 15 career playoff goals. So those guys all on different lines, hopefully are able to contribute and kind of make their mark on things.
Talking about a tough final exam for Ryan Leonard, huh?
Yeah. The professor would like to see you now. Yeah, that's a tough deal. I agree with you.
Hell, you get to the end of your hockey year and you're in the damn playoffs. I'm on.
Yeah, I don't know about you, B. Mitch. I never had anybody who was a teacher or professor that came up and wanted to punch me in the mouth, though.
didn't have any of those.
That's the physicality of hockey.
John, what's the key for tonight? Well, like going into game one, like you said, you want to keep the puck in their zone. You want to play really aggressive. What's the key for tonight, for this series, for this Capitals team to move on? Because I think, you know, that with the way that this season went, the expectations going into this playoffs are a little higher than what they have been last couple of years. What's the key so that they can keep playing playoff hockey a little further into the postseason?
I don't want to put too much on one game, because if you lose tonight, you know, one loss does not a series make, but you obviously don't want to hand home ice advantage, of which you worked for 82 games for. You don't want to hand it right off the jump here and know you're going to have to win a game in Montreal. But I really think the first period tonight, to be able to, for the guys who have been here for a bit but don't go back to 2018, to be able to say, you know what, last year we got embarrassed, and we're not going to let that happen again. We got running four straight, we were barely here. The year before, they didn't make it. The year before that, they won a couple games, but then they ended up losing three straight, and they ended up now have lost seven straight playoff games going back to 2022. So just getting that win and doing it in a way that's consistent with what you were doing throughout the vast majority of this season. Play like a team that won 51 games and ended up with more than 110 points. This is the fourth best season Capitals have ever had in 50 years. Play like it. Come out and establish that. Tom Wilson knows what to do this time of year. John Carlson knows what to do this time of year. Alex Ovechkin obviously knows what to do this time of year. But the guys who grew up last year, got their first taste of action, use that knowledge. Go out and take care of business. You know what you got to do. You saw it last year. You saw it against a team that you are that team now. Be that team. And I have every confidence with what we've seen with this coaching staff. You know, they're not at 100%, but you know what? No one is this time of year, and that's not an excuse. You don't have Martin Ferravari, too bad. Go out and find a way to do it anyway. Logan Thompson's coming back after 3 weeks. Don't care. Go out and do it anyway. You know, play for your goalie. Play for your teammates. Play for the guy next to you. And you do that, and I have, from what I've seen with this group, it's one of the tightest groups I've ever seen in my time here. And I think if they get off in that, just again, that first 10 minutes, say, okay, you know what? We got this. And, you know, you put your foot on them right away, and you don't let them up until the weekend. So hopefully by the time that you get to game four, you say, all right, you know what? We're in a pretty good position here. Let's finish this off and move on.
Well, you got me ready to play, John.
Yeah, that's what I'm fired up. Mitch, on three, let's go.
Hey, you got me ready. Yeah, let's go.
John, appreciate it, man. We'll be listening to you on the call tonight at Rockin' Cap One Arena.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Have a great day.
Take care, brother.
That's John Walton. He's going to be on the call right here on the Fin. I know. I can't wait. Woo. Game one, going to Puck drop just after 7 o'clock. You can hear John on the call right here on The Fan. Right now, though, we're giving away tickets to caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. You want a pair of tickets to Game 2 for the 2025 playoffs with the Washington Capitals, Wednesday, April 23rd versus Montreal Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. Again, caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. Going to get set up with a pair of tickets to Game 2 on Wednesday. When we come back, want to take a look at the Capitals, what are our expectations going into this, and we'll wrap up the show in just a little bit here on B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.